Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters says Labour allowing the Marsden Point oil refinery to be shut down in 2022 was politically and economically suicidal. Resources Minister Shane Jones yesterday announced an investigation into fuel security and the prospects of the privately owned refinery reopening, in line with the coalition agreement between New Zealand First and National. Mr. Peters says not having a refinery imperils the whole economy.
If we have a crisis of supply of fuel from offshore or a tanker shut down and we haven't got any underwater tube piping, so to speak, if we have that sort of crisis, this country will be shut down within 21 days. Sadly and dramatically, it'll be awful. Even first-line responders will be in trouble. And this is all what has happened under the previous government, and we've said, how on earth did you allow this to happen?
Winston Peters. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka says Māori enterprises could benefit from fast-track consenting. Parliament is considering the fast-track approval bill, which will allow a panel of ministers to fast-track consents. Mr. Pōtaka says during his time with Tainui Group Holdings, he saw how the local council was able to use its local plan and the Resource Management Act to frustrate the company's plan to build a logistics hub and inland port at Ruakura.
I think that the experiences that I have aren't based on the ideologies of some who think because we're changing legislation, all hell is going to break loose. No, not at all. But there are some real aspirations from Māori to get on and do things which would not be easily enabled under the previous legislation.
Tama Pōtaka. The director of the ASB Polyfest says there is an amazing energy at the Manukau Sports Bowl. It's day two of the four-day festival, which brings together more than 8,000 performers from Auckland secondary schools keen to display their various cultures. Seuli Terry Leo Mau says despite the competitive nature of the festival, students Afi and Totoko one another off the stage.
Our students are so cool. Like that supportive vibe that we get from all of them when they go around to the different stages is really nice to see. Yeah, it's competition, but there's a competition on the stage. Outside of that, just represent your schools and your family with pride.
Prize giving for Division 3 on the Māori stage will be held this afternoon, but the big days will be tomorrow and Saturday. A financial coach says too many Māori see home ownership as unattainable. The Māori home ownership rate is 47.2% at the 2018 census, compared to 70.6% for Pākehā. Inez White Faitala, who runs home ownership workshops in Rotorua, says financial literacy needs to be learned at the dinner table rather than in the classroom.
It's our awareness and our familiarity with the kōrero, and realising it's those kōrero is for us as well. Home ownership is for us, and if we keep talking with our kids at the table or with other people, and if we don't have those people in our families, find them and start talking.
And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!